Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you or us, how well-versed do we think we are about what's going on nowadays? Do we have any idea what the big picture is? Why humanity is facing all of these obstacles and where is this leading? What are we about? So to help us understand this better is a good old friend who's been on Energy Stew before, and I always love his work. He does amazing things that you'll see. I mean, we'll talk about it because he's a cosmic shaman and a metaphysical teacher. So we'll let him help us find our way. Stephen Popiotek. Stephen, welcome to Energy Stew.
Thank you, Peter. Welcome. It's good to have you as well here.
I'm so glad that we could talk because you have insights that I don't think anybody else has.
A little funny synchronicity just happened. I got a little Facebook notification message. Someone invited me to some other private group called the Ascension Portal. So that's just kind of funny timing considering.
Okay, so we're in what might, to many people, be a portal, but it seems to be somewhat confusing, like a maze perhaps.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. It's very, very interesting timing. Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's so much going on now, and there's so much convolutedness energy going on at the same time, so much clarity. So the polarity is really pretty drastic right now in general, both on an individual and collective level, as you can see, especially with our circus in the media going on, who are always trying to push the fear and panic button, you know, which is like the antithesis of the heart chakra energy and knowing that we're all okay and that we're connected, that we have the choice to be connected if we choose that option, you know, both in a positive way to our higher selves, our souls, and as a community, as a whole, as a collective civilization, you know, we have the ability to transcend so many challenges that we've been having to face, you know. So it's definitely a time of choice of whether people are choosing to move in the heart space or whether they're choosing to kind of recede back into more of a closed kind of fear isolation state, which of course...
Yeah. And I think that's important because a heart space is a oneness space. So that I would say that's the space without opinion. And we can really become a witness rather than the fear space, which we're fighting with and arguing with and having all these opinions that might not be meaningful because they're just opinions.
And it becomes more like reactionary too, out of a charge the person hasn't healed yet within themselves. You know, in terms of like, where have we put down, you know, our own sort of empowerment or not believes enough in the power of the heart and are succumbing to a lower trauma-based, you know, lower chakra fear center, you know, within ourselves. So it's a good mirror for people to identify where have we not felt safe and secure in our own life, you know, in the past, where is that ugly head, trying to rear itself from previous traumas or loops that we might've been caught in, you know, that is being magnified by the collective situation, right? And it's always about bringing it back to yourself and like, okay, what can I do to help, you know, shift this reality? And for myself as well, you know, we all have to ask that question, you know, just because something is going on in the consensus, quote unquote, you know, reality, which has a lot of manipulating and steering factors, you know, how do we first regain our own helm of our own ship so that we're not being pulled into this kind of lower whirlpool, you know, of collective misapplied attention, you know, and really recenter with our own highest intention, you know, of what we want to create, you know, and
maybe being passengers in the universe instead of in the media.
Yes. Yeah, it's definitely not, you don't want to go into that kind of a twisted carnival cruise line.
Right.
It really is like, it's like a circus, you know, these days with that in a sense, you know, but it's unfortunately the three ring act is a lot of fear propaganda around it, you know, and like fear porn, you know, aspect to it. You know? They want to get people more addicted to like, what's the latest statistic or what's the latest, you know, distortion story going on, you know, so we're not really focusing on seeing past our own little blinders that they're trying to give us, you know, through the drama that's going on. And it's right. To take off those blinders and be like, okay, let's see through this cloud of this bubble of distortion and be like, okay, what is going on behind this veil that we're kind of collectively kind of swirling in, and realizing there's something much grander behind that wants to give us much more hope.
And I look to you, and, you know, because you're a guy who really sources a lot of information from other dimensions.
No, and you know, exactly. And this has always been my case, because I'm 48, ever since I was a teenager, it's always been about me trying to, when driving past, I have Mars in Aquarius and my North Node in Aquarius. So it's always been about this, you know, quest for truth and uncovering, you know, more of the hidden knowledge of what we're not being told, and to pull back the Wizard of Oz, you know, veil behind the curtain to see what's really going on behind the matrix, and seeing, you know, how can we take back what's rightfully ours, you know, and right. Eliminate.
Right. And you're somebody who sees the matrix and sees all the players on many dimensions, and really it helps to manage that.
It's definitely challenging, because, you know, it's not an easy position always, because, you know, sometimes when you're sticking your head a little bit too much out the boat of the car, you get kind of slapped a little bit of the debris flying in the wind there.
Right. There are some heavy duty forces out there.
So I found it really, you know, that's one reason I started this Zoom series on Sundays that I did for several weeks. I'm going to do a few more. But you know, it's been about trying to help people ground, you know, kind of like our relevant energetic anti-malware coatings and recentering exercises, so we can plug back into part of this positive ascension grid that Mother Earth is forming, that she wants to help us root into that sovereign, self-loving, you know, positive service to other space, so that we can really welcome more of our galactic ancestors, our star nations, as the Native American cultures would call them sometimes, or like the bird tribes. There's many different names for our galactic families that are also broadcasting and sending us a lot of love, a lot of energy. It's just that there's a lot of contrast right now between the opposition, so to speak, you know, from that duality game point of view, because our planet's still, you know, caught in that polarity game, and it's important to understand, to be able to transmute it, you have to be able to also kind of move through and release the baggage that some of the shadowy organizations try to use against us. You know,
and maybe it's becoming more obvious, this polarity, so that we can understand what the truths that we really need to take from it.
Exactly. And that's a really important point, because it really is. It's becoming much more direct. Although for some people, that, you know, it's interesting to kind of observe, you know, again, you know, are we choosing to step out of our comfort zone and, you know that we can manage our own reality and our own health and our own immunity without being told by, you know, externalized parent authorities, you know, what's best for us in terms of our own safety and our own connection. And it's always saying, well, since when do the powers that be actually really care about the masses? You know, it's to me, growing up in all these different periods of time, you know, especially during the Bush time and Clinton time, it's like, oh yeah, right. You know, these people don't necessarily have your best interest in mind, especially with the mainstream medical establishment. You know, they're the last people I'd usually turn to for advice and have taken care of my own holistic understanding of my health, you know.
That's so true. It's that, you know, all of a sudden we're important.
Yeah, again, a lot of us do it, you know, where are we displacing our own power? Where are we stepping out of our center and giving our authority over to external forces to regulate or micromanage what should be normally fundamental choices that we have the right to choose for ourselves? Right. You know, it's kind of like
we need to be informed better.
First and foremost,
choices to make, and they're trying to limit the information that we're given.
Exactly, because that's how they control. Well, he who controls the narrative, right, is more control of how you can maneuver the population's consensus, so you can pass policies that otherwise would normally never be considered by the population. So, you know, it's so using the old fear methodology is like the ancient, you know, it's the one of the oldest tricks in the books, you know, the petty tyrant syndrome or the fascist, you know, mentality. You know, it's to try to use the illusion or use the parameter of safety, you know, that you're not responsible enough to take care of yourself or consider others, so therefore we have to control you to make sure you're safe, you know.
And we have a population that's ripe for that.
That's very unfortunate. I think the educational system and a lot of the twisted media has definitely cultivated some of that polarity, you know, and creating scapegoats, you know, out there, you know, in terms of certain public figures, or certain people that we see popping up, you know, that oftentimes are just the public person, the front man behind a much larger control system that is really running the show, so to speak. So a lot of times they'll displace that public desire for having a public enemy number one, you know, and create like a polarity in the camps of people, you know, Democrats, Republicans, or, you know, pro-vaxxers, anti-vaxxers, you know, there's always like yes, no choices, but nothing in between, which is ridiculous, you know.
Tribal warfare.
Like basic psyops taken to a whole different scale, you know, and people need to study propaganda, you know, methodologies and, you know, military usage of psychological operations, and just to get a better idea of how these organizations function, you know. And Project Mockingbird, where the CIA was working on controlling media for many years and infiltrating media stations in order to pass a certain narrative that, you know, that they wanted, you know, and all of a sudden people are believing, you know, mainstream media that's corporatized and, you know, controlled by the 1% of the 1%, as if they're like God's voice speaking to us.
You know? Right, they know best, right?
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute. You know, so that, you know, in a very grounded way, those are also important discernment tools, because, you know, just because we're moving to a higher dimensional space on a quantum level, on a energetic level, on a chakra level, we still need to keep our glasses of discernment, you know, and healthy perspective, you know, so that we are able to see through and sift through, you know, the noise and see where the clear signal that we want to tune into really lies at, you know.
And I think that's where we're headed, towards a clearer signal, but right now it doesn't feel that way.
Oh my God, no, that's exactly. So like, literally, it's been like every week having to do so much clearing, not only with myself, but with clients and with groups, to see just how much extra organized background noise has been in the environment. And it's not just like 5G. I mean, obviously 5G has been one of the sore thumbs that are popping up in different major cities. But there's so much other levels of energetic warfare that's going on, and that are being used by certain intelligence agencies and certain darker groups, you know, that work more with dark magic, basically, that work. That are, they're involved in some of this shenanigans that are happening, because it's kind of like the way mosquitoes would be attracted to still water. You know, a lot of these negative organizations and individuals that feed off of negativity, of course, having a party during this time, the more people are giving their power away and settling in fear, the more they're able to be, you know, manipulated or fed off of parasitically. So we've had to clear a lot of like parasitic type entities and thought forms and structures from people's fields, especially since this corona situation started, but also since November. The first, you know, and in January, there was the first wave for me really came up very strong, and seeing a lot of things that were awry going on that were kind of like a setup in a way energetically for this current situation's unfoldment, you know. And, you know, of course, now we're kind of at a higher level, we're definitely steering out of this darker timeline, but we need to stay vigilant to keep our focus on the timeline that we want to create individually and collectively for our planet to be in the heart chakra space and a really clear alignment with our galactic brothers and sisters that are of positive orientation, because they're waiting. That's like a whole, you know, group. So many beings are waiting on the other side of this veil. Like, all right, humanity, like, get your act together. Do you want to be part of a larger galactic kind of United Nations or a confederation of planets, you know, which is really where our future is lying at, you know, or do you want to keep, like, you know, sucking our thumb in pacifiers and pretending that we're weak little small beings that are going to be overrun by, you know,
viruses.
Yeah. You know, it's really a way to like diminish, you know, people's magnitude. It's like this reversal. They want to like magnify negative orientation and minimize positive, you know, frames of reference. And it's important that we take back that power, just like on a computer screen, you know, minimize your window, maximize your window.
It's but, like, but you're, you know, talking about it so extreme right now. I mean, yeah. They're minimizing. I mean, they're holding us in a strong vice.
No, like literally, we've had some of those structures show up in people's fields, like clamps. And but I mean, we've had a lot of things like these collars popping up on certain people too, like they look like dark metal collars and dark metal belts that start showing up, I would say, back in the wintertime and into a little less now, but it's still been a bit of a wave, you know, going on. And it's kind of like some of these intelligence agencies, especially more of the, you know, what people understand, the viewers, you know, if you understand like early experiments of like MKUltra, where the CIA was using mind control experimentation back in the 60s and 70s, that was the tip of the iceberg in terms of social engineering technologies and how to understand consciousness and how to manipulate consciousness, right? They've gone light years ahead of that, But at the same time, we've also evolved light years ahead. So we can, you know, proper tools and awareness, the more we kind of expose their technologies and agendas, the more we can develop countermeasures to secure our healthy boundaries, just like an anti-malware software update, you know, to be able to go against the new adware malware that they're trying to throw at your computer system, for example. It's really the same thing where they found ways to organize like thought forms to like, think of like a 3D printer where you can print an object, you know, with the right material. What some of these higher level organizations have done is they've have technologies where they can, like, I call it like an astral 4D printer, you know, where they can kind of print up these configurations, like, for example, the collar or the belt or like a suit, and they'll try to project it out at people, especially in the dream time, to try to install in our auric fields these constructs that are designed to try to block our connection to our higher self and designed to try to block your kundalini and instead, like, reroute you towards more of a fear-oriented timeline. So it's been really important to kind of like just check our bodies and auric fields to make sure that we're clear of any unwanted accessories, unwanted tag-alongs that may be grabbing on your field or trying to feed off your energy or siphon your energy. Because that's been a constant theme of things siphoning or attaching. And it's just like, okay, let's, you know, let's
go. How do people become aware of that?
I mean, this is one reason why I've been doing the work, you know, weekly with groups too, because I have to keep abreast of it as well. Because so a lot of times I'll experience it. And I work with some people, my kind of like local crew or other people in other locations will kind of check each other out because sometimes it's hard, you know, to see what's right next to you sometimes, you know, if you're distracted, you know, or first noticing if there's unusual pains in your body that weren't there before, like that's the first symptom. If you start feeling tired out of nowhere and that tiredness feeling is not going away and you haven't really done anything differently, you know, or if you start feeling some like, you know, oppressive feeling coming around you or like, you know, like an anxiety buildup or like a suffocating feeling, you know, or like, those are definitely some indicators of there's something, you know, you need to adjust. You know? And sometimes it's very hyper-localized, like when people are showing up with these energetic belts and they didn't know they had these belts on them, they were having like digestive issues or like diarrhea or like cramps in the sacral or stomach area.
Well, who would have them versus other people not having them?
What was that?
Who would have them versus other people not having them?
That's a good question. I mean, what I've seen sometimes is that there's kind of like a collective malware. Think of like a projection that they'll put out, like organized electromagnetic pollution that they'll broadcast, you know, through different antenna systems, technologies over cities, for example, at different times. And you could literally feel it, especially in a big city. If you're in a large city like New York or major cities, you know, we definitely are getting hit with stuff first, you know, compared to saying, you know, out in the middle of nowhere where it's less population density or less 5G technology, for example. So like, you know, it's keeping abreast of like, you know, how conscientious are you of your own energetic hygiene space and of what is yours and what's not yours, you know, and that's always the first indicator. In terms, so sometimes they'll throw out collective stuff, you know, it's almost like throwing, you know, something at the wall, you know, and seeing where it sticks. You know, some people have a natural immunity to things. Some people are just, you know, some technologies they're using are more organized to go after star people, to go after star seeds.
Right. So a lot depends on our soul advancement. Yeah. If our light is too strong, we attract more resistance.
Especially because, I would say especially nowadays, because they've been trying to isolate, you know, through some of their artificial intelligence, you know, computer systems, or they really run different simulations, but much more advanced than what we hear about in the modern day, even though in public media. I mean, I've had contacts and experience with people in different agencies for many years, and I mean, NSA has had quantum computer systems for like many, many years. You know, for example, you know, when you know the level of technology these covert underground bases are using, the secret space program, other aspects, you know, of these facilities, they have technology that's like 100 years ahead of time what we have in the mainstream.
Right, it's amazing what the public has no idea about.
And you could see at least a few things that are coming out, like drip points of disclosure. Like, you know, last year the Navy was released a few major patents that they put out there. And then, you know, this recent year, they've been talking more about the UFO videos just as a tiny little drip of acknowledgement. But the patents they put out last year, there was one on where they actually put a patent out on compact nuclear fusion, which is amazing. Like, they're like, okay, that's huge. Then they put a patent out on a high frequency gravitational wave emitter. I was blown away. They actually let that one out. And they're acknowledging that they can create, you know, gravitational waves, you know, which is a huge, you know, revolution of technology, has so many implications. And that was also part of a patent where they were basically telling people that they understand about those black triangle ships, like the TR-3B ships that some people call it, those black triangle UFOs that show up a lot that people see that are part of the secret space program. But the Navy actually put a patent on it. They called it like vehicle that can fly in space, atmosphere and water, you know, but it uses this other technology to create like a plasma bubble and to like reorganize like space time field around the ship. And they talk about it in the patent. I'm reading, I'm saying, oh my God, this is amazing. You know,
right. So, and Trump is talking about these supersonic missiles that are many, many times faster than previous missiles. And I'm thinking, are you familiar with Keshe and his technology, his anti-gravity technology that can fly to the moon in 20 minutes? And
Keshe, you said, is that the Indian?
Keshe, K-E-S-H-E. And he has GANS technology. So he has created anti-gravity vehicles.
Nice.
That operate at extreme speeds. And but he's all around the world. He's not like an American secret. He works with the Chinese, with the Iranians, with other
countries. Yeah. No, I heard from him. The name took a minute to register. No, exactly. There's so much out there that people can, you know, that you can find, but it's just that they also rely on like inundating us with so much information and so much triviality and disinformation around us that people get so overwhelmed, you know, with researching properly and finding out the accuracy that they get, you know, caught in this maelstrom of like, you know, propaganda machinery, you know, regurgitation instead of actual, you know, relevant data that can support their process, you know, right. And also, you know, organizing our own revolutionary energy, like people to demand on a grassroots level, like we want disclosure of this technology. We you know, why are we sitting back and still using modern pharmaceuticals? And we have like, you know, amazing healing technologies that have been around using pulse ion therapies or using like old school, like Rife machines, different types of technologies for frequency healing.
Nanotechnology.
Oh, I mean, except they're trying to use the nano stuff now to control people, which is unfortunate, but.
No, you know, but I mean, nano minerals, for instance, powerful healing tools.
That's very different. Definitely. Yeah. So that's one example. Again, it's about controlled distillation of exactly what's going on YouTube and Facebook, where they're trying to censor different information of different people talking about alternative, you know, media cures for different things. And, you know, it's just one example, like how willing is the population to giving away again their right to access, you know, basic things, information, freedom, liberties, you know, expression, gathering, you know, what is our bright line between like personal responsibility and collective service, you know?
So there has to be a major exposure of hidden technologies that will shock people.
Yes. I mean, I have a friend that, you know, that works for FEMA, and I met him many years ago. And, you know, he told me when he was in at the headquarters of FEMA in Mount Weather, Virginia, you know, that after he got his top secret clearance and he was able to go deeper into the facility, he goes, you know, he couldn't specify exactly, but he goes that they have technology there that's like straight out of Star Trek, you know, and that's FEMA we're talking about. Let me talk about, you know, and he goes, and he goes, this is a lower level facility. You know, he goes, there's other facilities in a tri-state area that his boss knew about that told him some things. He said that were really cutting edge technology beyond the idea of just normal Star Trek. So can you think about that for an example? You
know? Yeah, no, I believe it. And, you know, but coming back to you.
Sorry, yes. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. Because we're really nearing the end of the show, actually.
I forget, we keep going.
We'll do more.
We'll do like an inspiration here.
But, you know, because you also are very interested in the energetic nature of ourselves and where we fit into the universe and how we
Yes.
fit,
you know. And to draw like a metaphor of what I just mentioned, like the idea of external, say, Star Trek like equipment, you know, in a way, when all that stuff comes out, it's going to be a great supplement to help humanity in the age of Aquarius that we're entering to be able to be prepared to become part of a larger global galactic civilization status, which is where the Earth and humanity is headed. So in a way, it's like all that's been hidden. When it comes out, it's going to make it much easier for us to be able to galvanize that connection to our fellow galactic brothers and sisters that are wanting to extend their hands to us and welcome us into a larger Aquarian love community in a way that they've created from their ascended worlds, from their worlds that exist in higher vibrations of density of love and light, you know, where they are much more in tune with divine love and divine unity energies and that service to others. So, you know, think of like Star Trek, you know, on a multidimensional level, you know, and it's that there is that beautiful humanitarian aspect that they have that's not just humanitarian, it's more of a universal love energy that they want us to be properly configured in our mental body, emotional body, nervous system, to be able to handle their gifts that they want to give us, because it's like a it's a call and response, you know.
But up to now, so many of us for years have wanted intervention to help us move forward, and they're really saying, no, you guys have to clean up your act, and then we're going to really help you advance.
Yeah, at least, and they are intervening, but it's been there are different more subtle fronts and behind the scene levels in which they're coming in. And part of it's like, you know, they're also wanting us to galvanize kind of like a deeper infrastructure of like network connection points, you know, in our energy body, that that where we can be able to connect with their energy fields more directly. And so like one term I work with a lot, we call it the star heart. And it's a term we call, it has to do with the evolution of the heart chakra, where it first appeared as kind of like the old school breastplate of like, you know, the King David times, where we have the crystals in a tic-tac-toe pattern, you know, where each crystal represents a different planet, a different positive galactic world. Uh-huh. And it's basically the idea of expanding our heart chakra with new chambers that are, enable us to receive this penetrating light that's coming in from higher realms, from other planets. Right. So we have a capacity to then be induced with that new current and actually ground it.
So you know? This is good fodder for a future show.
Yes.
I have a lot to talk about our energies and how they're advancing.
Yes.
But in the meantime, how do people find you?
Oh, definitely. I have a bunch of videos on YouTube as well under my name. If they just look up my name, I'm the only one with my name on anywhere. So I'm pretty hard to be anonymous in that way. So on YouTube, on Google, on Facebook, you can find me under that name. And also my email, people can email me, psijumper@gmail.com. There's a website called beginthehealer.com, which also explains some more of my cosmic shamanism services, which I offer people individually, that are like guided channel meditation, energy work sessions, both in person as well as in the phone or Zoom or other forms of messenger services we use nowadays. So I can help people access more of their energetic components for their next step that wants to unfold in their life. So
that will spell your name for people, STEPHENPOPIOTEK.
Yes, correct. Yeah, and then I also do some other, like, you know, Zoom series as well for like new moon, full moons, and people here in New York can contact more locally when we're able to do more outdoor work as well. I do that in the
open. We are at the end of the show, so I'm so happy we could do this. It's so great to talk with
Amazing
you.
Amazing how time flies, though, too.
Yeah, time flew.
Felt like 5 minutes, it's like half an hour, yeah.
So thank you so much.
Definitely. To be continued.
Okay. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at Peter at HeartRiver, HEART River.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.